Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and very glad you're part of our day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out our blog and our newsletter, all the other things there, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the articles, Small Business Minute, Motivational Minute, et cetera, lots of stuff. And it's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. And don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage every week. So check it out. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Robert Bloom is our guest. Bob is the author of The New Experts: Win Today's Newly Empowered Customers at Their Four Decisive Moments. This book's available wherever books are sold. It's brand new. It's exciting. And it's a little bit scary, Bob, how closely aligned you and I are on this topic of where customers are going. I want you to talk to us about these four decisive moments.
Thanks, Jim. And these moments are in every selling progression. Whatever you're selling, B2B, product, service, these are the same moments. The first one, let me just make one point about these four moments. They are codependent and they are sequential, meaning they are totally connected. Mm-hmm. If you don't get somebody at the first moment, you never get them at the second, third, or fourth. So what's the first moment? I call it the now or never moment. It's a very, very brief contact. It's the first second that the customer contacts you.
Are you saying you never get a second chance to make a good first impression?
I'm saying you never get a second chance to do anything. You are toast. Yeah. If you don't get them at that first second moment, whether it's a good impression or bad impression, if you don't get them, you don't have an opportunity at the make or break moment, the keep or lose moment.
Well, we can all think about times when somebody we had high hopes for let us down right off the bat.
Well, you know, one of the things is about this change in the marketplace, and I think this is a very important element, and that is that the customer comes prepared today. He or she knows what they want to buy. They've done their homework. So what you don't want to do at the now of a moment, this first brief contact, is try to sell them.
Right.
They are there to buy. They wouldn't be contacting you if they weren't. They know everything. So there are three things you need to do. One is they need to like you. Nobody buys anything. We don't buy anything from somebody we don't like. They need to trust you.
Right.
They want to feel that they can trust you. And then finally, what you want to do is listen.
Right.
They will tell you exactly what their emotional moment is.
Right.
And there are really six of those.
Let's talk about the make or break moment.
Okay. If you get past this first moment, and let me just make one quick comment about it. Most of the time that's on your site today, some of the time it's telephone or you walk in a store, whatever it is, most sites are terrible. Why? Because they do not tell you what you need to know on that first page.
Right.
They don't grab you. And the second is they're hard to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
So the make or break moment, that's the lengthy transaction moment. It has always had two of the three elements in this make or break moment. One is consideration. I'm considering buying this. I think I'd like to buy this. And then it's always had the transaction moment, the time that you give them a credit card or that you sign the contract. What's really become the lengthy part of that is the one in the middle, and that's called negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiation is a very lengthy and challenging process for most sellers today because the buyer is ready to go.
Right.
But you have to win them at that transaction moment in order to move to the third decisive moment, which is the keep or lose moment.
And along any one of these moments, folks, you have the opportunity, you have the chance to lose them forever. And even if you move into this third one, the keep or lose moment, what's that?
Keep or lose moment is the customer's continued usage. Look, when you're using the product, that's when you are most vulnerable to either not like it or to find that it's good. And that's where you want to be in touch with that person that you sold. Most sellers are happy to say, well, I got this customer, now I can move on to the next one.
Right.
And that creates a leaky bucket.
Sometimes customers forget why they fell in love with you in the beginning, don't they?
Absolutely.
They're like our spouses. We know everybody always likes to hear that you love them, even though they know that you do.
And if you stay in touch with those, Jim, if you stay in touch with those customers, not in their face, not showering with attention, but stay in touch with them.
Yep.
Use a blog, call them and remind them of new items.
Send them an email every week or two or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
And all of those kinds of things and it are very, very important.
Let's talk about the multiplier moment.
The multiplier moment is where you make all the profit. You get three opportunities. Assuming that you've gotten them through the first, second, and third moment, you grab them at the multiplier moment, and what do you get in return? You've been doing all this work. What do you want in return? You want three things. One, you want repeat purchase. Mm-hmm. Let me say to you folks out there listening, repeat customers are a lot more profitable than new customers.
Yep.
The second thing that you want after repeat purchase is advocacy. Hey, Jim, I ate at a great new Italian restaurant the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try that one. You'll love it. And that's what advocacy is. And advocacy is very, very important, especially in this day of social media.
And the third one quickly?
The third one quickly is referral. That's very important, too.
The book is called The New Experts. I told you we'd get smarter when Robert Bloom joined us. Bob, thanks for being here. Will you come back real soon? We got some other things we want to talk about.
I'd look forward to it. Thank you, Jim.
Robert Bloom, ladies and gentlemen, The New Experts. Check it out. It's outstanding. Very exciting new book. Check it out. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.